Hi, I'm Dr. Caitlin Lukey, and I'm a clinical specialist in the Pediatric Intensive Care Unit at St. Louis Children's Hospital, and I'm here today to talk to you about medications, and I am a mom doc.
Hey, this is Mom Docs, the podcast from St. Louis Children's Hospital. I'm Melanie Cole, and today we're talking about proper medication dosages, how to administer meds to your kids, something every parent thinks about all the time. Dr. Lukey, welcome to the show. I'm so glad you could join us. So when they're very little, can we be giving them medication? Let's start with the real little guys. Is there at any point that we can give Tylenol or little tummies or any of these things to our little ones under the age of maybe 3 months?
I would say starting from birth, medications really should be discussed with your pediatrician. I worry about things like Tylenol being given to children that are under 4 weeks old, that age range we call neonates in the first 4 weeks of life. And I worry about that because if you're needing things like Tylenol, then that may mean that your child has a fever, in which case that we definitely want your child to be checked out by their pediatrician and potentially even come into the hospital. So aside from things that your pediatrician tells you to give when the child is first born and you leave the hospital, things like vitamin D, which are perfectly fine, other over-the-counter medications, I would say in that first four-week period, it's really safest to check with your pediatrician or pharmacist about that. Moving forward, it's okay to administer acetaminophen to those older children. Once they're older than 6 months, things like ibuprofen or Motrin or Advil are okay. But really, I worry most about that four-week time frame, in which case I'd really want you to talk to your pediatrician or your pharmacist.
Well, thank you for that answer. So, and it's really great advice. Now, Tylenol or ibuprofen, which one is better? Is there a reason you would like one for our children over the other?
That's a great question, and a lot of parents have that question, and a lot of it may just be kind of preference and what you've seen that you think works better. If you have previous children, or you know, your mom has advice for you, grandma has advice, things like that. But in head-to-head studies, actually looking at Tylenol compared to ibuprofen, one is not better than the other. They both can bring down fever. They both can alleviate pain. It really depends on your child, their age, and if they have any other underlying disease states. So if they have any reason, like I said, if they're under 6 months, then they shouldn't be receiving ibuprofen. Tylenol would be your choice then. If they're older than 6 months, I would say whatever you have on hand, unless your child has a disease state in which they're contraindicated to receiving one of the two, in which case you would probably be aware and have already had a conversation with your pediatrician about it.
Such an important point. So I mentioned this a little bit before, but I know for my own children, when they were little and colicky, little tummies, little baby gas X, one of those things were recommended because the babies were having lots of gas. There's so many of these little things on the market for people that have this issue. What do you think of those? And can we be giving them to our kids? Are they safe?
So really, it's going to depend on the product. A lot of these products tend to be what we call homeopathic, meaning that they aren't actually medications, so they're not regulated by the FDA, so we may not really know for sure what's in them. So it's hard to say whether or not they're safe or effective. Like I said, it really depends on the product. I would check the bottle, see what's in it, and if you're not sure, you're not familiar with what that product is that says the ingredient is, then most likely you're at a storefront pharmacy picking up that product, and there's a pharmacist that you can talk to there and help you answer those questions.
That's great advice. And as somebody who, when I had a newborn, asked the pharmacist 18 million questions all the time, I can tell parents listening out there, new parents, the pharmacist is such an amazing resource for so many of your questions. So how do we figure out dosages and amounts? Because one of the questions we always have is, how much should we give and how often should we be giving it?
For that, I would say that the best advice is to always follow the recommendations that are on the packaging of the medication. So if that's something that you've gotten over the counter, then make sure the label says that it's okay for a child, that child's age. And then usually there's weight-based dosing, and they say if your child is within this weight, give this dose. And usually they even provide you with a syringe or something to allow you to measure that dose, which is really helpful. And if it's a prescription, then of course you're going to be following the instructions on the prescription bottle.
And what about things like diarrhea? You know, back in the day, we had kaopectate or whatever. Do we want to work on diarrhea with diet intervention, you know, brought diet or one of those things? Or do we still use medication to help with diarrhea?
I would say we should steer clear of using medication to treat diarrhea unless instructed by your pediatrician. Things like you mentioned, like the brought diet, and just making sure that you're keeping the child really well hydrated is going to be the most important thing if a patient has diarrhea. We just want to make sure they don't get dehydrated and have an electrolyte imbalance, things like that. So if they're not drinking a bunch of water or their normal formula or milk, then you can offer things like Pedialyte. And if, you know, a day or so goes by and your child just doesn't seem like themselves, they don't have as many wet diapers as normal, that could be signs that they're getting dehydrated, which can be hard to tell, of course, if they're having diarrhea. You can't really discern what's the diarrhea versus what's urine, but try to keep track of those things. And if it goes on for very long, then it may be time to go ahead and bring the kiddo in to the pediatrician or maybe even the hospital and receive some rehydration and potentially medication if it continues. But really, often a sign of diarrhea is your body trying to get rid of things that shouldn't be there. And so we don't really want to stop that process unless it's causing further issues.
So stopping that process, I think another really common question parents have is, do we want to bring down a fever? We've already talked a little bit about Tylenol and ibuprofen. Do we want to bring that fever down?
That's an excellent question. And one that I would say it kind of depends. So of course, we all know that when you have a fever, it doesn't feel well. You know, you feel crappy, and no parent wants to watch their child feel like that. So inherently, we want to give them medication to bring down their fever. And I would say really it depends on what's causing their fever, how high is it, because certainly if a fever is getting really high, then that can do damage as well. And we would want to bring that down. So I would say, general rule, if your child has a low-grade fever and they seem okay, not terribly uncomfortable, then it's probably okay to let them wait it out and let their body use the fever as its own mechanism to fight off whatever they're fighting. If it's getting really high, if they're getting very uncomfortable, then it's certainly okay to go ahead and give them something to treat that.
Well, thank you for clarifying that. So another thing that parents are worried about is overdose. So if a child spits, like a toddler, spits the medication out, we worry about giving more to them because then they could get more than they actually should be getting. So please tell us what we do if a child spits it out. Do we give it again? And how do we know if we've given our children too much of some of these over-the-counter medications?
Sure, definitely. We want to avoid giving them more than their normal dose. So my typical rule of thumb is that if a child vomits or spits out an entire dose within 15 minutes of administering the dose, it's probably okay to go ahead and repeat that dose because they likely haven't absorbed much or any of it. If it's been more than 15 minutes, then there's a good chance that they actually did absorb some of that, in which case I wouldn't redose it until it was safe to do. If it was Tylenol, then I would wait 4 to 6 hours.
And what else would you like parents to know about medications? If you get a lot of questions about this, Dr. Lukey, what do parents ask you that we may not have covered yet?
I think probably one of the most common questions that I get is, how do I get my child to take this awful tasting medication? And unfortunately, I don't have, you know, a magical answer to that. But what I have found is that chocolate syrup is actually one of the very best masking agents that I found. It can really mask some really terrible flavors with that. But be careful too, you know, we don't want to ruin chocolate for anybody's kids. And I would say what I would avoid is putting medicine into a child's bottle or with, you know, a whole cup of a drink, because then what likely will end up happening is they take one drink, realize that it tastes bad and they don't want it, and then they don't finish it and they don't get their full dose and we don't really know how much they got. But it's certainly okay to, you know, mix it with a little bit of flavoring syrup, mix it with maybe a little bit of applesauce or something like that if your child's older and taking solids. But those are some of the good tips that I found about masking bad flavors.
I remember so well when my children took a pill for the first time. That's always something for a parent trying to teach.
Parents dream.
Yeah, you're trying to teach them how to take it, and you're like, okay, now you want to just, you know, let it go down, and then they feel like it's stuck. Before we wrap up, Give us your best advice about the importance of our pharmacist as a great resource when we have questions about all of these over-the-counter medications that don't necessarily need a pediatrician call. Many of them, as you said, do, but some we can get our information right from the pharmacist. Please reiterate the importance of that.
Absolutely. I think your pharmacists are a great resource that are right at your fingertips, and we're more than happy to help. And whenever we're available, we do this day in and day out. We are the drug experts, and so we're more than happy to answer your questions. And the best part is that it's never an issue if you ask, and we feel like you need to talk to your pediatrician, we'll tell you that. So there's no harm in asking. We often have a lot of great information to share with you, and we may be able to avoid you having to go visit a pediatrician.
Absolutely great advice. Thank you so much for joining us today. And that wraps up another episode of Mom Docs with St. Louis Children's Hospital. We have a dosage table on our website at stlouischildrens.org, and you can check under Health Resources for more information. For more advice and articles, please check out the Mom Docs website at childrensmd.org. Please also remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast and all the other St. Louis Children's Mom Docs podcasts. I'm Melanie Cole.